Moments of Melody Time. Program to send you on your way with a song. One mother wrote in her diary, "Training my children is the most important task I have while they're under my care, and nothing shall interfere with that training." She wrote at another time, "The sculptor spends hours in shaping the features of the face. The painter labors to give color to the hair or expression to the face. Their work is to stand for ages to come, but I, as a mother, am shaping substances more imperishable than canvas or marble. I can afford to be patient and wait long for results. I have all eternity in which to watch developments." And the daughter of that mother said, "She told us the Bible stories and then challenged us to live like the heroes we came to adore. She soothed me when I was sick. She played ping pong with me in the basement. Dolls in the house and baseball in the street. She listened to my opinions and made me feel important. She made me believe she enjoyed my numerous parties." The daughter goes on to write, "I had only one mother, and she was a good one. She shaped my life for good. If she had not been a good mother, my life would be different." Psalms, we read, "For he established a testimony which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God, and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments." And then from the book of Isaiah, chapter 54, and verse 13, "And all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children." Most of all, the other beautiful things in life come by twos and threes, by dozens and hundreds. Plenty of roses, stars, sunsets, rainbows, brothers, sisters, aunts, and cousins, but only one mother in the world.